Better Sex Blog, archive for April 2015. Asexuality and Other Misunderstood Conditions by Batsheva Marcus, LMSW, MPH, PhD. Once in a while, not all that often, I get someone who wonders if they are asexual. These are people who usually do not experience sexual attraction to anyone, male, female, or other, and most notably, feel fine with that. In other words, it's not like they're feeling sadness or a loss about not feeling sexual. They have never felt sexual, and that feels just about right to them. As with everything else sexual, there is so much we don't know or understand about people who live in the margins, who don't feel or act like the majority of us, and there's always a tendency to judge these people and say that there is something wrong with them. A lecturer from Stanford University is trying to change that. Carly Sarankowski and her co-editor, Megan Milks, recently published Asexualities, Feminist and Queer Perspectives, the first collection of essays on asexuality and the second book ever to be written on the topic. Sarankowski says, "If we recognize the diversity of human sexuality, then we can understand that there are some people who just don't experience sexual attraction or have a lower sex drive or have less sex, and that doesn't mean there's something wrong with them." I don't pretend to know a great deal about asexuality. Really, none of us do. But Sarankowski is trying to understand it, categorize it, there may be a number of types of asexuals, and appreciate the pleasures that may work as a substitute for sex in certain individuals. To read more, go to the link posted right here. There is no question in my mind that just as we, as a society, became aware that homosexuality is not a dysfunction, but rather a personal experience, over time, we will come to understand the underpinnings and value of asexuality.